beautiful day. So take a comfortable seat on your mat for these first few moments. Just close your eyes and relax a little. So if any of you have traveled to the Himalayas, to Nepal or Tibet, you've seen the prayer flags strewn over the, across the sky like a canopy of prayers. If you haven't been there, you've certainly seen pictures. It's a practice that's been adopted all over the world, so maybe you've seen prayer flags here. Traditionally, prayer flags are used to promote peace, compassion, strength, and wisdom. The flags do not carry prayers to the gods, but rather the prayers are blown by the wind to spread the goodwill and compassion to benefit all. By hanging the flags in high places, they carry the blessings depicted to all beings. As the wind passes over the surface of the flags, the air is purified and sanctified. Let this practice become your prayer. Let it blow in the breeze to the benefit of all. Let's drop our head down now. Let it rock from side to side. Returning to center then, we take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring peace to the bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with the spirit. Now inhale, spread your arms out wide, reach out and around as if you're gathering your prayers together, and then bring them back into your heart. With each breath, gather up all your prayers, good wishes. And then once more, bring all those good wishes into your heart. And then with an inhale, reach them up into the sky. Exhale, fold down into a forward bend. Lay your hands on your mat, step your feet back. Let's come to downward facing dog. So we take this first stretch into our body. A chance to feel where you feel a little tight, a little sore. Step onto your toes, let one heel at a time flatten down to the ground. As we practice, there are many right ways, so practice in the language that your body speaks. You can interpret each pose into your own body's language. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet. Continuing this beginning opening by hanging in a standing forward bend. Chance to just feel, to relax, to explore. And then we'll walk our hands forward again. Coming back to downward facing dog, enjoying another chance to stretch deeply into our body. And then lay knees to the floor. Hands underneath the shoulders for cat and cow. Let's flow, inhaling, we lift our head and our tail. And then exhaling, let's arch our back to the sky. Gently beginning to open our body in preparation for the poses to come. When you come to your next exhale, rise high into your cat pose, and then as slow as you can, begin to slip your hips down to your heels. And once your hips come to where they can, stretch out into child's pose. A nice extended child's pose with the arms reaching forward. create some breathing space if you'd like by taking the knees apart a little more. Looking for a comfortable nest that you can return to anytime you want to today. This resting place is yours whenever you'd like. Let's turn our toes under the feet now, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward, lay the left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come back down to the ground. Let's step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way into the sky. And exhale, flow all the way back down to the earth. Step the right foot back. Lay the right knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands again to the mat. We step back. Inhale, shift your body forward, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders looping back, the heart lifts into cobra. And exhaling, we reach for our heels, child's pose. Again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes come to the floor, hips point to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward this time. Lay the right knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come to the mat. Let's step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, rise like the morning sun. And exhale, flow all the way back down to the earth. Step the left foot back. Lay the knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands again to the mat. And we step back. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhaling, lower. Inhale, slither into cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Continue that flow a few more times, warming up the muscles, loosening up the joints. Warming our body from the inside out. Take one last flow and let that last flow lay you back into the nest of child's pose once again. Turn toes into the floor. Hips reach for the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands now. Inhale, rise all the way up, celebrating this sunny morning with sun breaths. Exhale, spread your arms and fly. Rising and lowering with each breath. And then with one more sunrise, let hands come to a prayer overhead. Bring the prayer to your heart. Step to the very front of the mat. Sun salutation. Inhaling, reach for the sky. Exhale, sit down into chair. Inhale, rise again. If you like a little backbend here, feel free. Exhale, dive down. Inhaling, lift up halfway. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. You can choose the kneeling lunge or the straight leg lunge. Inhale to the sky. Exhaling, back to the mat, step back. Kneeling plank or straight leg plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog, right leg reaches for the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands to the mat, left foot rejoins the right foot. Inhale, rise like the morning sun. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky, add in the back bend if it feels nice. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hands come to the mat, it's left leg stepping back now. Lunge or kneeling lunge, interpret this to the language your body speaks. Exhaling down, step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Ride the wave of an exhale back to downward facing dog, left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, come down, step the right foot forward. Inhale, catch a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rising up. Once again, the back mat is yours if you love it. And exhale, dive down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale, hands come to the mat. Let's walk our feet back. And come to downward facing dog. Take a moment to feel this downward facing dog like you did the first one. Maybe you're feeling a little more alive, a little more awake. As we begin our standing flows, let this practice be your prayer. Let it catch the breeze, and let your blessings be for the good of all. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands come to the heart. Inhale, reach your arms out all the way. Gather up your prayers. Bring them right into your heart. Feel them there for a moment. And then with an inhale, let your prayer rise. Let it catch the breeze and blow in the breeze, sending your good wishes. And then hands fall behind the back. Fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back. Lift your heart. Reach it up. Receive those good wishes floating above us like a canopy of prayer flags. Now tip the pelvis forward and fold into a forward bend. Interpret this to the language of your body. If you have the flexibility in the shoulders, your hands can move away farther from your back. And then drop hands to the floor, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach your right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Back foot flat on the ground, we reach up, warrior one. So both feet completely grounded here. The front knee lunges forward as the back leg creates a strong support beam. Let this be a prayer of strength, sent out to all. Let your strength rise up and offer it as your prayer. Now take the strength of this warrior one. And step right into the strength of chair pose. Set the left foot up to meet the right. Let the heels dig down into the ground as you sink your tailbone toward the earth. Let your prayer of strength continue to reach up through your body, from your heart, out into the world. And rise from your chair. Bring hands to the heart and then onto the hips. Step the right foot halfway back. Let's take pyramid pose. So again, grounding the feet firmly, let's tip our pelvis forward and lengthen into this pyramid pose. The deeper we ground our feet, the more length we feel in our back. Find a gentle breath to take you into your place in this pose, the place where this feels wonderful for you. Where you feel a letting go and a creation of freedom in your muscles and the backs of your legs. You feel the lengthening and release of the muscles along your spine. Drop hands down to the ground. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Now take the right hand around the outside of the left ankle. Let's spin into a twist by spiraling our left arm up to the sky as our heart turns around to the left. The hands creating a long line from earth to sky. And then unwind the twist. We'll catch the other side in just a moment. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands come into the heart. With an inhale, spread your arms wide. Gather your prayers and draw them into your heart. Feel those prayers for a moment. And then let them rise up. Blow in the breeze like a prayer flag, sending your good wishes into the world. Hands behind the back. Fingers joined together. Roll the shoulders back. Reach the heart up and open. And then tip the pelvis forward and fold into a forward bend. Hands drop to the ground, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. This time, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot flat to the ground, reaching up again, warrior one. Awaken your strength. And then send it out as your prayer. Breathe it out into the world. Let it catch the breeze. And take the strength of your warrior, step into the strength of chair. Right foot steps up next to the left. The heels, the hips sinking down heavy into the earth. The arms, the heart, light reaching toward the sky. Send out your prayer. And then rise up. Hands come behind the back. No, they don't. Come to the hips. Set the left foot halfway back. Feet grounded, pyramid pose. Tip the pelvis forward, extending again through the back and spine into the depth of pyramid pose. Interpreting this to the language your body speaks. Some are more flexible, will come farther toward the earth. Some are less flexible and will come less toward the earth. But the benefits of this pose are there for all, as long as you're finding your place in the pose, the place that heals your body, quiets your mind. Drop hands to the ground, slip the back foot up to meet the front. This time take the left hand around the outside of the right ankle. Spin the right arm to the sky and spin your twist around to the right. So here's the other side of that twist. Feel how twisting one way and then the other brings this wonderful healing to your back. And then let this twist unwind. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, take hands into your heart. With the next inhale, reach your arms out, gather prayers, gather good wishes, bring them into your heart. Feel them there at your heart. And then inhale, reach them to the sky, blowing in the breeze, releasing your good wishes to a canopy of prayers. And now hands behind the back. Fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back, big wide open heart. Let your heart look up to that canopy. Imagine your prayers fluttering in the breeze. And then tip the hips, fold forward. Hands come down to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Right leg into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. This time lunge or kneeling lunge. So finding where you feel best. Making sure you have enough foundation to grow. Using your own body wisdom to find the place that's just right for you in this pose. And then let it be joyful. Reaching up, smile on your face. We take hands down to the mat. Take one hand on each side of your right foot. Let's begin a circle with the right arm, first reaching straight ahead. And then we point the right fingers to the sky and we stay here in this twist a moment. Again, the arms from earth to sky, the heart turning around to the right, a beautiful twist spiraling around our back and spine. Breathe into this moment. And then complete the circle by reaching your right arm toward the back of your mat, and then down to the ground, lay the back knee down. As we come to this crescent pose, if you like a little deeper stretch, the left knee can scoop back a little farther. Feel in your body where it feels right. Take hands to the heart. Connecting with the wisdom of your heart, let this be your prayer of wisdom. And take your hands to the third eye, connecting with your inner knowing. And then hands to the sky. Reaching up into this crescent. You can add a backbend here if it feels nice. You can wrap your fingers into a steeple if you like. Let this prayer of wisdom rise up from you and send it into the world. And then hands come down to the mat. Turn the back toes under, lift the knee up off the ground. Step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, arms open wide as we gather prayers and good wishes into our heart. Let them sit in your heart for a moment. And then raise them up. Contribute to the canopy of prayers, blowing in the breeze. Hands behind the back. Fingers joining together, tuck the shoulders back as you let your heart receive. Tip the hips, fold forward. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale back, downward facing dog. Let's take left leg to the sky now. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring a smile to your face. Let it be joyful. Gently opening your body. Erasing the tension you hold. Breathing deeply. Quieting your mind. Feels wonderful. Smile and be joyful. And then hands come down to the mat, one on each side of the left foot now. The circle will be with the left arm, first reaching forward. And then straight into the sky, we open into the twist. Spiraling around through our back and spine. Remember, the neck is part of the spine, so let that spiral continue through the neck as you look up toward your fingertips. Complete the circle by going around to the back, down to the mat, lay your back knee down. Take the deeper stretch if that suits you. Take hands to the heart, the wisdom in our heart. To the third eye, our inner knowing. and send that wisdom to the sky, arms reaching up, making a steeple with the fingers if you'd like, adding a back bend if it suits you. Long, slow, deep breaths as we relax into each pose. And then hands come down to the mat. We turn the back toes under, pick the knee up off the floor. Set the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach out, a gathering of good wishes right into your heart. Let them sit in your heart for a moment. And then reach your prayers into the sky. Let them catch the breeze like a prayer flag. Hands behind the back. Fingers together, roll the shoulders back. Your heart open, big and beautiful. Receiving. Tip the pelvis forward, fold into a forward bend. Hands fall down to the ground, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog, right leg to the sky. Now take the biggest step you've taken today. Plant the back foot flat, let's open to warrior two. Big, wide, spacious pose. As your body opens, feel the expanse across your heart center. And let this become your prayer of compassion. The pose is dynamic, ever growing, ever evolving. Keep opening, keep breathing, keep experiencing. Now bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. Point your left fingertips to the sky. Look up to the tips of your fingers, side angle pose. As you interpret this to the language your body speaks, go to the depth in this pose that's right for you. Heart wide open, your prayer of compassion. Another circle of the arm, reach your right hand toward the back of your mat. Let it graze along your back leg. Point down to the floor. And as you point to the front of the room, straighten the right leg. And the circle culminates now in triangle pose. So now the legs are straight. And we send out this prayer of compassion. Sometimes taking your hand higher on your legs can let you open more fully and be aligned right over your feet where the greatest stability can be found. And push into your feet, rise up to stand. Hands come to the heart as we turn the right foot around to the long side of the mat. Take hands around to the low back. Plant your feet nice and firmly on the ground for a standing back bend. With hands as fists at your low back, rise up through your body. Roll the shoulder blades back as if they could sneak a kiss behind you. And let your heart open to its fullest as you send this prayer of compassion out into the world. Breathe it into being. And then carefully allow the back bend to rise. Hands come to the hips. We pour the back bend now into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground. Take a moment to let your back relax and release here. Now walk your hands around to the front side of your mat. Shift your toes along the way. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Gather your good wishes. Gather your prayers. Bring them into your heart. Let them sit for a moment at your heart. Reach up. Come become a prayer flag, flying in the breeze, releasing your prayers and good wishes to the world. Hands come behind the back, fingers joined together, roll the shoulders back. Open your heart to the canopy in the sky, heavy with good wishes and prayers. Tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And exhale back, downward facing dog. Last standing flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward with the biggest step you've taken. Back foot flat, open to warrior two. Wide open heart, let this be your prayer of compassion. Let it keep opening, keep growing. Give it strength with your breath. Bend the left arm, let it cross the left thigh, right fingers to the sky. Look up to the tips of your fingers and take this pose to where it suits you. Find the interpretation that your body speaks. And let that prayer of compassion keep growing. Circle the top arm toward the back of the mat. Along the back leg, pointed down toward the earth. And as you come straight ahead, straighten the left leg. Let the fingertips reach to the sky as you open into triangle pose. All the lines straight now. And the heart so incredibly open. Your prayer of compassion, giving wings with your breath. Pushing the feet into the ground, rise up, hands to the heart, feet come around to the long side of the mat. Find the foundation to support your back bend. And then take hands around, make fists at your low back. Rise up, shoulder blades, sneak a kiss again behind your back. And the prayer of compassion rises, joins the canopy in the sky. Carefully rising, hands shift to the hips, and the forward bend back bend becomes a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground, the low back, the middle back, the upper back, release. And then walk hands around to the front of the mat, adjust your feet, step the back foot up to meet the front. Last time, rise all the way up. Bring hands to the heart. And once more, gather your prayers. Bring them right into your heart. Feel them in your heart. And then let them rise up. Prayer flags blowing in the breeze, sending goodwill to all. Hands fall behind the back. Fingers joining, the shoulders roll back. One more, open heart. Tip the hips forward. Fold into your forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground. We walk or jump our feet back. This will be our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Let your knees come to rest on the mat. Slip your hips into the nest of your heels. And we come to rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. Feel your breath flow. A steady rhythm in and out. Feel the energy you've awakened within you. Moving through your body like a river. Into the front of the mat. Lay all 10 fingers down. Turn toes under the feet. Point hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Slowly walk in the feet up to meet the hands. And with an inhale, rising all the way up. Exhaling, hands come to the heart. Let's begin a balancing series now. Excuse me. Our balance today begins on the right foot. So create a sturdy foundation through the right foot and up into the right leg. Take the left ankle, cross it over the right thigh, and catch that left foot in your right hand. And stand straight and tall, letting your heart shine forward as you roll the shoulders back. And then if you like, you can slip the left hand behind your back or maybe even all the way around to catch the inside of your elbow. Feel free to stop and start again as often as you need to. Let's take a little bend in the right knee, sinking the hips down a little bit. When you can release your hands, take them to a prayer at your heart. And then from here, let your arms spread out like the wings of an eagle. Wrap your left leg around your right, and then cross the right arm over the left. Either take your shoulders in your hands or bring the forearms together. Eagle pose. See yourself as a majestic eagle. The eagle always has his head lifted high. Now with just the arms, let this eagle rise. The arms reaching overhead, crossing above you. And then stepping down to 2 feet. Give yourself a moment to stretch. And then when you're ready, let's try that same balancing on the left leg. Create a foundation. Right ankle crosses the left thigh. The foot is in the left hand. Stand tall, all the way up through the crown of your head. Left hand behind the back or around to the crook of the elbow, but interpret it to the language your body speaks. In these balanced poses, we come to a deep, deep focus on the present moment, on this breath we're breathing right now, to quiet our mind and find a steadiness within our body. Bend the left knee a little, and when you can, bring your hands to a prayer. And the arms become the wings of the eagle. The right leg wraps around the left. The left arm this time over the right, taking the shoulders or the arms together. Feel the power, the strength, the wisdom of an eagle here. And then let the arms rise up, the strength and wisdom of this eagle rising up like a prayer. We step down, a little stretch, and then with an inhale, arms reach into the sky. Exhaling, let's fold our way all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk the feet back. Lay the knees down once again and slip into child's pose. This time adding a side bend. As our hands walk around to the right side of our mat, we feel the left side of our body enjoy a stretch. Thank you. Hands back to center and then around to the left. Feel this in your right side body. And then we're back to center once again, where we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Crisscross the ankles, come over the tops of your feet, and let's bring our practice down to the floor. Take the right foot in front of you on the mat. Cross the left ankle over the right thigh. Take hands onto the right shin. Close your eyes, sit up straight and tall. Beginning to move into hip opening. Feeling in the left hip area, a little stretch, a little opening. The head lifts up taller, the back becomes straighter. And then keeping the legs as they are, take your hands behind your hips, fingers pointing forward. Push into the hands and the right foot and lift to a tabletop. And let the hips come back down to the ground. Take hands now in behind the right thigh and roll yourself carefully onto your back. Lay on your back, draw the legs into your body. Deepen the opening now in the left hip. Let every breath be a little permission to let go. We hold a lot of emotional tension in our hips. So breathe that away little by little, breath by breath. From here, reach your right leg up toward the sky. And with a swing of the right leg, come all the way back up to sit. As you come up, let the left foot slip to the inner right thigh. And then inhale, rising into your breath, reaching to the sky. Exhale, tip the pelvis forward and fold over your right leg in a forward bend. Interpret this to the language your body speaks. You don't have to be flexible to receive all the wonderful gifts of yoga. You merely have to find where the pose fits you best. And then relax and breathe and let yourself slowly and gently begin to open. Let your mind come to peace, come to quiet. Keep the right arm with your right leg. Reach the left hand behind the back. Point the left fingers up to the sky. Look up to the tips of your fingers. And then arch into a beautiful side bend toward the right leg. Not trying to reach the right leg, but trying to find the best opening for your left side body. Nicest stretch you can feel. And then left hand again to the sky. Then onto the floor behind the left hip. Stepping onto the right knee and shin, let's arch our right arm up and behind our head. And then come back down to sit. Changing sides, let's set the left foot on the floor. Right ankle crossing the left thigh. Hugging the shin, closing the eyes as we sit up straighter and taller. And begin the opening now in our right hip. Let your breath get longer and slower and deeper. Come off of the shin, they come to the floor behind our hips. Pushing into the hands and the foot, lift to a tabletop. And and set the table down, the legs still crossed. Scoop in, reach behind the left leg, and roll carefully onto your back as you deepen the opening into your right hip. Every breath becoming permission. It's okay for me to let go. It's okay for me to release this. It's okay for me to remove what holds me back. Breath by breath, you let go of a little more tension. Left leg points to the sky now with a swing of the left leg. We come back to sit. The right foot slips down to the inner thigh. Inhale, rising into our breath. Exhale, tip forward. Turn the pelvis forward, protecting the low back as you come to this forward bent. Come to wherever it is. We're closing our eyes. We're only concerned about how it feels. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Where do you feel a gentle opening into your body? Place where you can breathe and relax, a stretch of the whole back side of your body here on the left. Let the left arm remain with the left leg, right arm behind the back. Pointed to the sky, we look up at the tips of our fingers, and then we arch into the side bend, finding the most amazing opening into the right side body. And then right fingers back to the sky, and then onto the floor behind the right hip. Step onto the right knee and shin. Arch your left arm up and behind your body. And then we come back to sit. Take both feet in front, roll carefully down onto the floor, laying on your back. Hug your knees, rock side to side a little, get comfortable being on your back. And then moving into some abdominal strengthening, take the knees directly above the hips. Shins rise up parallel to the floor, arms spread out like wings on the ground. Now coming to the strength of your deep belly muscles, slowly lower your legs, your knees halfway to the right. And then a little tug of the deep belly, bring the knees back to center, and then to the left. So slowly, intentionally, mindfully, if you feel strong here and want to do the same thing with straight legs, you're welcome to do that. Find the connection to that deep belly strength. Building this strength helps to protect our vulnerable low back. Helps us stand up straight and tall. Move powerfully through our day. Do one more to each side. And when you've done that, hug your knees and let your head rock gently side to side. And we're ready now to step into our inversions. Feel free to choose a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever feels best for you today, whatever language your body speaks. If it's shoulder stand, cautiously lifting the hips, the legs up above your shoulders, using the support of your hands. If it's bridge pose, feet firmly planted on the mat, pushing the hips up into the sky to create this bridge. Now, wherever you are, relax and breathe. Allow this time of rejuvenation. Carefully now, little by little. Bring yourself back to the earth. Lay yourself down tenderly on the mat. And when you've come all the way down, wrap your arms around your knees, rock a little side to side. And we take fish pose. Feet on the floor. Lift your hips up like bridge just to slip your hands under them. Stretch the legs straight out on your mat. As you sit on the hands, tuck the elbows underneath your back. The head falls back to reveal your open neck and throat. And then the shoulders roll back and the heart lifts. Imagine it lifting to that multicolored canopy of prayer flags. And then lift the head back up and lay yourself gently to the floor. Hands slip out from under the hips and they reach behind the head. Lay yourself out long to prepare for one last twist. Reaching down, take the right knee, give it a hug. Guide it across your body to the left as you drop your head now to the right. And then let everything soften a little bit. Release the holdings in your hips. Release the tension in your jaw. Release the furrows in your brow. Drop the left hand to the floor. Roll carefully onto your back. Unwinding the twist, you may be a little off center now. So scoop back to the center of your mat and then lay yourself long on the floor. This time, reach for the left leg. Hug it to your body. Guide it across you to the right. Now head turns to the left. Bring a softness into this twist as you allow it to wrap around your body, bringing healing and comfort. Letting go of the last little bits of stress and tension. Release the right hand to the floor, and one last time, let yourself fall back onto your mat, returning to the center. If you'd like something to keep you warm, get that now as we lay ourselves down for this final relaxation. The whole body surrenders to the floor. The eyes close, the palms face upward, a gesture of receptivity. As we take this time to receive the gifts of our practice, relax now in the quiet rhythm of your breath. Under the canopy of prayers we've created, blanketed by this sweet, heavy atmosphere of good wishes, blowing in the breeze. See your prayers catching that breeze, blowing blessings to spread goodwill and compassion to all. Strength to those fighting oppression. Strength to those coping with serious illness. Strength to those struggling with personal battles. Wisdom to world leaders. Wisdom to those making important scientific discoveries. Wisdom to those at a crossroads in their life. Compassion to those who are suffering. Compassion to those who have nothing. Compassion to the hearts of everyone. And peace to all. Peace to all. Peace to all. Thank you. Whenever you feel ready to bring today's practice to a close, honor this practice today by taking the time to create a closure all your own, something that feels meaningful for you. And when you've finished that closing that you've created, it can be now, it can be in a little while, you have all the time you want or need. But when you are ready to transition on, let your next transition be to roll over onto your right side, to bask there in the afterglow of your practice, to feel the prayers and good wishes in this room. And then when you feel ready, let your final transition be to come back to where we began, that comfortable seated position on the mat, feeling a little more alive, a little more joyful, a little more inspired. Offer your gratitude now for this practice today, the gifts that you've received, how wonderful you feel. We drop our head down as we began. Let it rock from side to side. And finding our way once more to center, a wave of breath carries our arms up into the sky, where our hands meet together in a prayer. We take the prayer to our forehead for a prayer in our thoughts today, to our lips for a prayer in our words, and to our heart for a prayer in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day, wonderful weekend. Thanks for coming.